Realestatecoach.com today.
A 13-year-old girl who's been missing for days was found. She was tied up and gagged in a basement, but alive. That's good news. What about the rest? We'll talk about that. President Obama, after 10 days of a trip that was so-so in Asia, comes back to a house divided in D.C. It's time for the lame duck session. Can you imagine being kidnapped for 388 days? That's what some Somalia pirates did to a couple from England. They were just trying to sail in their little sailing yacht, and unfortunately they were caught in the web by the pirates and had to be negotiated for ransom. Finally, they're released, and it must be Christmas. How could we be talking about Christmas already? We haven't even hit Thanksgiving, but Al Roker, you know him, the world's most famous weatherman, delivering a Christmas tree to the plaza in New York. That's scary stuff. I'm not ready for the holidays yet. Anybody out there listening, are you ready for the holidays? Are you kidding? We have a lot to gripe about. We're nowhere near close to being done with this year. A couple of quick programming notes for America tonight. One, Nail the Score will be on Wednesday in the third hour of this week, and the following Wednesday in the third hour. This Wednesday, because we're going to be broadcasting from Mississippi, kind of an aftermath of what happened with the oil spill and on the heels of Katrina. How are they really doing? We're going to go and see for ourselves, have a conversation with the governor, Haley Barbour, and a few other people down there, and try to get the real scoop on what's happened with the economy, the people there, and the restaurants, and the fishing businesses, and on the beach, because we will be right there in the Gulfport and Biloxi area on the beach, so to speak. That's also happening this week. And then the following week, of course, we're into Thanksgiving. And then I think it's fair game after Thanksgiving to talk about Christmas, but apparently the retailers didn't get that notice, because if you're out even for, I don't know, an hour walking around a mall somewhere, I'm sure you're bound to see Christmas stuff. It seems to get earlier and earlier. I'm going to boycott it when summer ends. And after Labor Day, they start to push Christmas. Then I think I'm done. I don't know about the rest of you. Ugh. Speaking of being done, right here from the get-go, we're going to talk about the lame duck session. But before we do that, everybody thought the Cowboys were done as they took on the New York Giants, including me. Not this game, though. The Cowboys came up big winners, 33-20. That was our Nail the Score game, and nobody nailed the score, by the way. The Cowboys did pick up their second win, first for the interim coach, Jason Garrett. Dan in Texas, he's been very patiently hanging on. I think that he predicted that the Cowboys would win, but he just didn't have the right numbers. Hey, Dan.
That is so true. And your analogy of Colorado over the Chiefs, you might have said that they galloped over the Chiefs.
There you go.
Okay. There's this family of potatoes, mother, father, and three daughters. And the first daughter came to the father and says, "Father, I wish to get married." He says, "To whom do you wish to get married?" She said, "The Russet family." He says, "Oh, like us. Well, they're royal. You have my permission." The next daughter says, "I too wish to be married." She says, "To who?" He says, "The Rose. A noble family. You may have my permission." Third daughter walked up wearing her mini skirt, chewing her gum. She said, "Hey, Pops, I too wish to marry. I want to marry Brian Williams." She says, "You can't marry Brian Williams." "Why not?" She says, "He's just a commentator."
But I'm bumped. That was pretty good. It was clever. I like it.
I always tell the clean ones. You notice that?
I like that. You tell a good joke.
I'm a gentleman from the old school.
Yep, that's right. You have to be clever.
Well, you know, you've been complaining about these terrible things with the see-through scanners and the
at the airport
pat-downs that you're going to be going through.
That's right.
And I've got a suggestion. Let's get rid of the Muslims and we can do away with all this crap.
They're not going to, you are so barking up the wrong tree on that one. You got to, listen, this is what they have to do. They have to get better screeners. They have to put detectives there. And I'll say this, there has to be, you don't want to call it profiling, let's just say selective vision, knowing what you're looking for.
our former member of Congress, Mr. where was he from? Up in the boonies there. Little short Tom, you know who I mean. Little Tom that was up in the Dakotas.
That was up in the Dakotas.
Yeah, he was a member of Congress. His wife, Linda, is a big lobbyist. It'll come to me. Anyway, he made sure that we got all those screeners to be unionized, and well, I mean, even the pizza boxes where they get their recipes for these people, and you know, we got to get better people. You're right.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. In Washington, that's what they do. They're advertising for TSA employment on the backs of a pizza box. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't understand. And so that means that anybody...
These guys are unionized as well. We're paying them union wages for this stuff that they do to you.
Yeah. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, that's supposed to be what the security is. Come on, give me a break. And that's supposed to make you feel more secure. And, of course, the answer to that is no.
Well, I'll call you Wednesday and we'll do nail the score. And don't forget gumbo and shrimp when you get down there.
That's right. Some good gumbo. That sounds good to me. All right, thanks, Dan. You know, the answer, of course, in talking about, yes, Islamic extremists, boot them out, of course. You know what my feelings are about that. But you can't, it's we keep going back to the same thing. Remember what America was founded on, right? Religious freedom. So you don't want to go down the slippery slope of condemning everybody for what's happened with some twisted people who have an interpretation of the Quran that they are rabid about and fanatical about. And there's fanatics and fringe people in all kinds of different religions. So you got to be very careful about that. Now, if you want to talk about the fact that we're stepping around issues too much, if you want to talk about the fact that what CARE's done and all the lawsuits they get involved with and how many of them are ridiculous, go for it. Absolutely. Talking about this, since he brought it up, the security screenings and whether or not it affects your decision to fly. I'm flying twice, once to Mississippi and once to Tampa, with cameras rolling, because we're going to have at least a flip video, if not a camera on it. But these stepped-up screenings are really starting to get under the skin of the traveling public and obviously pilots, because their unions are freaking out about it. So there were a few, actually, polls that have been done lately. It's a layup, obviously. Stepped up security screening at the airports has people upset, and it's a question of what do you do when you step up to the checkpoint and you have a choice? Do you go through the screener or do you get the enhanced pat down, which is the lesser of two evils? Or do you make different travel plans to just avoid the intrusive security altogether? Or maybe you think it's necessary. Do you think this is just the price we pay for freedom and how to ensure that terror plots are thwarted? Think about it. We'll talk about it next.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
You know, speaking of taking the show on the road to Gulfport, Mississippi, crazy thing, the feds picked up a 53-year-old guy, Thomas Stephen Sanders. They arrested him at a truck stop there. Check this out. He was supposedly dead, and they didn't believe that he was dead. I guess he was legally declared dead in Mississippi by family members like 16 years ago. And what the scoop is, he's suspected of kidnapping and later killing a 12-year-old girl in 1994. So it's unusual that they were able to capture because of the fact that the family declared him dead, but the FBI said they knew that he was alive, or they thought he was alive, because he had ties to a bunch of states across the country, but he kept changing his appearance over the years. So he would add weight or add beards and add different things. And what happened was there was a sighting of him in Vegas picking up ammunition at a local Walmart. And then here he was. They started to track him. The ammunition he bought was consistent with the weapon that was used during the homicide of the murder of the little girl. So that they started to get a little tail, a little track on him, I guess, a beat on him, and then they were able to pick him up in Mississippi. That's a crazy, crazy story. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and man, it's so much fun to tease. I had to get my little dig in about old drivers need to stay off the road.
I told him he better watch out or he'll be driving everyone around.
Real quick, you were talking about viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick, I just want to tell people who are listening to watch their computers for SyncPoint. It is a very fast-growing virus. It nailed my computer, and let me tell you, it locked it up.
SyncPoint?
sink point. It's a very new virus. It's only been out maybe a month, and it's bypassing, excuse me, a lot of the antivirus programs.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And, boy, it did mine. So anybody out there with a computer, get in there. There are a couple sites you can go to see how to get rid of it, but there's also some places to tell you how to go in and delete the DLL part of this virus. You have to go into their folder, the ThinkPoint folder, and delete the DLL and go in and change an exec file, too, from hotfix to anything. I mean, you can call it stop it.x, et cetera. But watch your computers and get your scans going and go in and look in your folders to see if it's in there and it's not being detected, because it is hard to detect.
Okay, that's good advice. I'm glad you said that, because I've had problems with that. It's crazy. With antivirus, doesn't matter. Once your computer locks up, it's horrible, isn't it?
And it costs roughly, depending on where you live, $120 to $150 if you have a computer person delete it.
Yep. You're right. That's what it costs. That's it. Yep.
You know, they charge the labor. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out because I was so shocked. And then a lady told a friend of mine how to get rid of it. She's just a super gal. Anyway, that's how I found out. But it was already too late. I mean, mine is so locked up, my monitor won't even come on. So I'm peeved.
Yeah, you're going to have to go and get it cleaned. Yeah.
Anyway, Dan in Texas, is it? He's right. I'm sorry. You know I'm going to say
it. I knew it. Oh.
But, no, I had to fly recently. And I'm telling you, in O'Hare, those people are crazy with the scanners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't go through the scanners because of the radiation. I mean, I'm already overloaded.
Right.
I should be glowing in the dark.
Right.
And I always carry my medications in a bag. They started to go through them, and I said, if you're going to go through them, will you please change your gloves? And she wouldn't do it. And I said, you will not open and pour out my pills and touch them without new gloves on. Well, that was one issue. I also wear lidocaine patches. They were ripped because I have to have a pat down.
Ugh.
They ripped them off my back.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I was, well, by that time, I was so PO'd. And I wear a tinge unit. They were going to keep it. I did not get on the flight. I took the taxi back into Chicago, and I brought the train home. Because I said, I have to have my tinge unit. It cost me over $1,000.
Wow.
And when I read about it, Carr telling all women of Muslim faith, and I'm sorry, I don't believe it's a religion. I believe it's a sect. It's a culture. It's an entire life culture. So I just discount from religion, but you already know my harsh feelings. But they said all women should not wear burqa. I mean, should not allow this because of the religion. That came out in a big news blip.
Right.
I'm like, excuse me? I'm sorry, but Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, we're all having to go through this tribe. So I decided I'll start wearing a burqa.
You don't have to do it.
I can play that game, too. I, by God, will, because I've had it with this special treatment and all the rubbish going on with it. And I've also had it with TSA people. They are rude, they are arrogant, and they're stupid. I swear they are stupid.
I would have to agree that I think some of the treatment by the TSA people is ridiculous, because I've flown too much, and it's a mixed bag. Sometimes you get someone who's nice or they've had a good day or whatever, but a lot of times you get really nasty people that are there at the gates.
Well, I was listening to a TSA agent on the radio, and he was going blah, blah, blah about your treatment. I'm like, oh, my God. 3 days of training is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of training is that, dude?
Right, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm.
I was so shocked that he was defending him out of O'Hare, and I said, O'Hare's one of the worst places.
Right.
I mean, they're just terrible up there. But there are a lot of people with no education whatsoever. They get on their little superiority kicks. I'm like, sweet pea, don't mess with me. Because I do have a few friends where it counts. Well, I came back home and I wrote some very serious letters. Because I thought, you start pounding on my body, we're going to have a real problem. I will sue you from here to Christmas.
Yeah.
Because you cannot retake my personal property and think that it's some sort of makeshift bomb.
Right.
I said, put it on your body. It's to conduct electricity, fool. I just left. I turned around and left. I was so mad. I just thought, by the grace of God, don't let me smack this dumb woman. And then I thought, nope, I'm going to start wearing a burqa.
That's a good thing you didn't smack her, because then we would really be talking to you about something completely different.
You'd have to be sending bail money.
Yeah, that's it. We have to raise your bail here on America Tonight. Izzy, thanks for the call. I love Izzy so hardcore. You got to love that. You got to respect that about her. I still can't go there with the whole Muslim thing. You can't condemn. You don't want that, because if you do that, then we could go through every other religion. You know that, and we could say the same thing. So we don't want to go down that road. Yes, extremists, nuts, fringe, fanatics, and thank you. We've had to deal with what we had to deal with at the airport because of what happened on 9/11. We know it. But the bottom line is you don't want to be that person that is blanket. Izzy's smart. Dan is smart. You don't want to blanket statement it, because then, God forbid, turn around, there goes you and whatever religion that you believe in. We see what it's happened with other people that believe in different things. And that's why we call ourselves America. That's why America was founded. Religious freedom. Everybody knows that, right? Unless you can prove to me something different. I mean, I'm right there with you with special treatment, dancing around the issue, all of that. Absolutely. But you have to separate extremists, nuts, fanatics, all of that. You got to separate them out. Absolutely. Speaking of the airports, quickly, I want to mention this. The Qantas problems continue. Qantas keeps defending their decision to keep their A380 super jumbos grounded. They, after that mid-engine failure, had a huge scare. So then they had more problems. They had an electrical fault that sent smoke into the cockpit of another plane. And the latest thing was unrelated to their so-called super jumbo deal, but it was the third time in like a week and a half that Qantas jet had to abort a flight because of faults since the November 4th explosion, which is raising serious concerns about what is the world's largest passenger plane. I don't know how I'd feel about getting on Qantas. Stay with us. More to come.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
On the lame duck Congress. They come back for a week, take a break for Thanksgiving, come back then on the 29th. That's a nice gig, huh? And besides packing up if they're leaving, there are a lot of things that have to get done, or else they just give up and walk away. But you've got the Bush tax cuts that would protect millions of people from a huge tax increase. There has to be a decision there. Also, doctors are in trouble. They have those cuts in Medicare reimbursements. That's huge. Then there was the Social Security hot potato, whether or not to give a $250 check to people to make up for the no cost of living increase next year. I don't think that's going to help that much, but at least it's something. And then the unemployment benefits. And then what about gays serving openly in the military? What's happening there? What about nuclear weapons, that reduction treaty with Russia? That's in the mix. And then there's a few other things, too, like what's going on in the airlines and the pat-downs, the enhanced pat-downs. The pilots are furious. I mean, that's low on the list, though, compared to all those things that I just mentioned. By the way, just for fun, they're also going to have to deal with at least the House Ethics Committee will. They're starting a trial for 80-year-old Charles Rangel, the Democrat from New York, who is the former powerhouse Ways and Means Committee chairman, who never met a mic he didn't like and forever and a day was elected to Congress. And that's going to be huge as to what happens to him. I think they've got his hand so far in the cookie jar that it's caught, that it's almost fallen off in the jar. I can't imagine that he's not done. He's not booted for good and facing other charges. He's got like 14 charges against him. And then Maxine Waters comes up after that, but I think that's going to happen the next time around. And, of course, you've got 100 new House and Senate freshmen that have to have a crash course on the rules of decorum. You know what the rules of decorum are? How do you run a congressional office? How you don't get lost in the basement? Like easy things like that. And then a few other who you need to know probably things. You know there's going to be a lot of meetings. That's what it is. For example, Rand Paul. He'll go to Washington, and that's what he'll be dealing with until you have the new Congress that comes in 2011. And let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with the whole spending thing. Like, freeze it across the board is what I would say. The earmarks for the coming session, what's going to happen there? You got to put the brakes on pork barrel spending with the kind of deficit that we have and with what's happening with the spending out of Washington. And that's the earmarks are one of the things that's going to be discussed by this transition team that's coming up with a plan on how the House rather will operate when the elephants take over. That's Republicans. And there's going to be four freshmen who are going to be part of that on the whole thing of cutting the size of government and reducing spending and whatnot. So a lot of shaking and baking going on. And then what happens with Nancy Pelosi? She wants to stay on as Democratic leader, and a Democratic arrangement reached Friday clears the way for Hoyer to become second in command without a challenge from the congressman from South Carolina. Pelosi, by the way, has no challengers at this point, but they're talking about putting this off until December to try to figure out what they're going to do with the leadership as far as the Democrats are concerned. And, you know, any kind of bipartisan stuff during a lame ducker, that might be hard. And Obama's going to meet with both wings, the Republicans and the Democrats, and I guess he's going to see if he can get some cooperation anyway, or see if they can come up with a compromise. I think the biggest thing, if we were to write this down, if I were a professor and I was at the chalkboard, of course I would have a different set of priorities, but now with what they're stuck with, absolutely some of the biggest things are, and probably the biggest thing that I said there, is the whole tax cut deal. Because how do you know what you're where you're going with taxes? Because it could be a significant jump up if you're in the middle class. And what they're trying to do is, if you make less than $250, if you were a couple making less than $250, they're trying to continue that you don't have to, nothing's going to be changed with your tax bracket. That might be the compromise. But then what happens with the wealthier taxpayers? Maybe there might be a temporary continuation. And the president is kind of giving into that he may say, okay, well then fine, we'll just give you this if you give us that. We'll make it across the board, which is what's probably going to happen. It's probably going to be across the board iced for at least a year, I would think. Maybe two, but probably a year. So the president talked about this new lame, not this new, but talked about the gridlock and what's going to happen to the lame duck Congress. Here's what he had to say.
I think moving forward, I am going to redouble my efforts to go back to some of those first principles. I am very confident that the American people were not issuing a mandate for gridlock. My expectation is, when I sit down with Mitch McConnell and John Boehner this week, along with the Democratic leaders, that that there are a set of things that need to get done during the lame duck.
Yeah, so let's see if they get done, though. They need to get done. Will they get done is the big question. President back, probably a little jet lagged from Asia. And what was that trip like after 10 days? India, Indonesia, South Korea, Japan. In India, he cut a deal, so there's money to be had there for jobs with India importing some American goods. Do we actually make some things? And in South Korea, it was a no-go. When he went to South Korea, there was no trade deal. There was no breakthrough with the South Koreans in Seoul on any kind of trade. And that was going to be the big feather in the cap. That was one of them anyway. So the will there be a trade pact could be finished, but there wasn't one to talk about when he was there. Then the other thing is China and the manipulation that the Chinese are doing with their money, what the yuan is what it's called, and what world leaders would jump on board to support Obama as he came down hard on China, and he wasn't getting any support. Hu Jintao really was the winner in that, China's leader. So there was failed economic negotiations, and there was failed support at the G20 on what to do about China's currency undervaluation. Nothing happened there. There was nothing specific. And, of course, there was a lot of people questioning the president about the Federal Reserve's idea of stimulating the economy with a $600 billion buy of Treasury bonds, which, what does it do? It inflates the value of the dollar. That's what it does. So if he were at the plate and he were a hitter, I'd say it was kind of 2 for 4. Maybe not even 2 for 4. Maybe 1 for 4. In India, it was a $10 billion commercial deal that he cut. So as far as India's future is concerned, that would have been successful, because then he can claim that there's some jobs that would come from that because of India importing some of our stuff. And with the rest of his trip, it was kind of like that. It was successful in Indonesia overall, but not when it came to South Korea, and not when it came to the G20 when they were talking about China. And that's a big deal. And the standoff on the economy with the Chinese, how's that? Didn't go as well as the president was hoping. And we talked about this a little bit last week heading into the weekend, and you still got to remember it. One economy is connected to the other economy. It's like somebody said to me over the weekend, if the Chinese pulled out everything, if everything were pulled out, forget it, because that would cripple our economy, and vice versa based on all the money they're making in America. But then you say to yourself, but look at the problems with the crap that they make that has the lead-based paint in it, for example. We had the problems with the dog food, the problems with the toys. They're talking about problems with reusable plastic bags that turned out to be made in China. And now they're saying that that could be poisonous to some of the people that were shopping with it, that picked them up from certain companies. Oh, depending on where it was, you got the bag. So what good is that if they don't want to do anything to protect their products, the integrity of their products that are coming over to the United States and we're lapping up? That's not a good deal. And it's also not a good deal that we're not making as many things in America. I was at a farmer's market over the weekend, actually picked something up, and it said in big letters, I thought this was great, made in America. It's like, wow, I found something made in America, but I had to go to a farmer's market. I told you before, try this deal. Start turning things over and find out. You'll be shocked. Start to see where things are made, if you can find where they're made. Sometimes it's really teeny, teeny letters. Scatter shooting next on ATN.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it till you call up on the floor. I like to reggae, but you dance bad.
Did you ever know anybody who tried to get disability? You know, they went after disability, and they really had a, let's say there's somebody who really had a good case. They really were disabled. I read this story, and probably many of you know this story by now, but there's a judge who listens or who hears the Social Security disability cases, and it's gotten so bad that there are a lot of violent threats from people who are making the claims because they're sick of being denied benefits or the long delays in processing claims. I had a mother-in-law who got severely disabled, was legitimately disabled, worked her rear end off for most of her life, and had a legitimate claim, and that same thing happened to her. There was huge delays, denied, and it's common knowledge, I guess, no matter what, it's like a rubber stamp, boom, you're denied right away. Anyway, this is wild, but there were 80 threats to kill or do other damage. I would pull you off limb by limb to harm the judges or somebody on the staff over just this past year. And that's a huge increase. It shows you the frustration of people, the problems people are having making ends meet or being seriously in the situation where they're disabled and what do they do? And this is what they do. And an 18%, almost a 20% increase. Wow. There was a bunch of information that was released to the an organization called the Association of Administrative Law Judges. And the AP picked it up and did a story on it. And they said that it's happening, you know, all over the place, that some of these judges are being threatened with bodily harm because of lack of rulings or dragging things out or, you know, whatever. And most of the, a lot of the things, a lot of the threats came between March and August, including a Pittsburgh person who threatened to kill herself outside of the hearing office or fly a plane into a building, just like the guy in Austin did who was upset over taxes. Remember that? Who flew into the IRS building in the capital of in Texas. Crazy. There's a Senate subcommittee, and the reason I bring that up, that's supposed to hear testimony on Monday at one of those field hearings in Akron about the number of threats, also the status of the backlog in applications for disability benefits, which are available for people who can't work because of medical problems. That's the deal. There's about 2 million. This is a crazy number. Talk about red tape. 2 million people who are waiting to find out if they qualify, and many of those people have waited for 2 years to see their to get their first payment. Wow. You got to feel bad for people who, like I said, who really are legitimate. They're not trying to pull some kind of a scam, try to get money. I mean, they're people who work, and really have a legitimate claim. I mean, if we're having this, I'm all for smaller government. If we're having a government that's supposed to at least do some things for its people, for goodness sake, this would be one where you would think that they're talking about increasing the IRS, increasing the manpower. Ooh, we got to increase the manpower because with this new health care reform law, we're going to have to go after people who don't get insurance, who don't get health insurance. We want to make sure we collect those fines. We'll make sure we do that. We'll hire thousands of people, and that will be their job. But, oh, we just don't have enough people handling the whole Social Security disability claims. So, you know, so sorry about that. You had to wait 2 years, and you really had a legitimate problem. And, sure, we should have probably gotten this to you a little bit faster. You know, in January, and this is sad, but a guy that they said was possibly upset about a reduction in his benefits killed a security guard during a gun battle in Nevada, at a federal courthouse in Nevada. Remember that? I'm sure we talked about it on the air when it happened. And there are other raw things, raw cases that have happened out there where you've got people who just They snap. They snap in half, and there's disturbances in rooms and hearings and everything else. Why don't they beef up some of that? You got about 1,400 law judges that handle appeals of Social Security disability claims, and they've got about 150 offices all over the United States together, all together. And it's not in a government building. It's in a leased office somewhere, I guess. But did you hear what I said? Appeals of Social Security disability claims, because it's common knowledge that they just flat out rubber stamp it practically, where they say no, 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 and no. And then what are these people to do? Then they got to do the appeal thing, and there you go. That's your government at work for you. That's a waste. But let's beef up the IRS immediately so we have trained agents to make sure that we get the people and get the money for the people who refuse to participate in the system and they don't want health insurance. Ridiculous, huh? I don't know if I'd want to be one of those judges, though, I can tell you that. We haven't talked about Hamid Karzai, and that's why we call this scatter shooting, because we're cleaning up some of the things that we usually talk about. And we haven't talked about him lately. We've talked about him a lot on this show. You know how I feel. He's got his hands all over the place, and he's grabbing. He's at the wheel of fortune, and he's trying to figure out which direction he wants to go in. And that's why the elections weren't clean, and that's why Iran certainly gives them bags of money. You find out, oh, okay, they're giving bags of money. Now you have Hamid Karzai saying the United States has to reduce the visibility and the intensity of their military operations, especially night raids that fuel anti-American sentiment and might get the Taliban all shook up. So he did an interview with the Washington Post, so that was printed all over the place, and that's there's been pressure on insurgents now to step up because, of course, there's that timeline that's floating around out there of 2014. And Karzai says, look, we got to reduce military ops, the intrusiveness into the daily Afghan life. We've got to reduce this. What do you think the chances are that we spend all these years, we spend all this money? I'm more concerned about the lives, but okay, we spend all the money, all the lives, all that these young people go through in the field, and to walk away from Hamid Karzai in Afghanistan with no difference, with the Taliban really jumping back into place. And see, Karzai saying, oh, I met with a couple of high-level Taliban leaders a couple of months ago and described a peace process in kind of initial stages. And we believe that we might be able to continue that this 9-year-old war is taking too much of a toll on the people of Afghanistan, and the people are suffering for no reason. Now, Petraeus, as you know, is now the commander of the forces there, and he says the 30,000 reinforcements and thousands of troops that have been pushed to the boundaries to the war, in this war, have made huge gains, substantial progress in pushing back the insurgency. But there's no claim of we have a victory, right? And now you have Karzai saying, oh, we have this initial peace thing going on with the Taliban, and we should end the number of special op forces, the night raids, because it aggravates the Afghans, and it might really strengthen the Taliban. So I want the American troops off the roads and out of the homes, and you know, the foreign soldiers only makes the war worse. Are you kidding me? What is with that? Whatever. So then leave. Is that it? So you want us to just, boom, drop everything and leave? Can't do those raids at night, so maybe you ought to leave. And Karzai, by the way, knew that he was pouring salt into the wound, so he was careful to say he was not criticizing the United States, but that he thought he didn't want a grudging relationship between the United States and Afghanistan, so he wanted to speak openly. And we know that repeatedly he's criticized the U.S., so I think that's a sign that maybe we ought to get out. What do you think? Flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you,